This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every now and then on the program, we turn it over to you. Your questions, our answers about this or that bewildering topic in business or the economy for a segment that we call I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blatant.
Today, booze, whiskey to be specific, and the magic of distillation by which fields of grain like barley or corn or rye can become something quite different. The thing is, that magic takes a while, years actually, which brought this question from listener Steve Burton.
Well, I'm a big Johnnie Walker fan, which is a Scotch whiskey, and I've always wondered, you know, the first person that created it, how did they even think to make a profit in their lifetime? I mean, was it for the kids' kids or something? I mean, it just doesn't make too much sense to me, or are they lying to us? I mean, how do you invest in something that you don't plan on selling for like 20 years, 25 years?
Marketplace's Sally Herships has this one.
First of all, you should know that when Johnnie Walker founded his company in 1820, he didn't have to worry about turning a profit quickly.
I mean, John Walker was Scottish, so he was in the business of making money. And
Ewan Morgan is with Diageo, the company that now makes Johnnie Walker.
And you know, to that point, he didn't want to wait and build his own distillery. So he purchased whiskeys from distilleries. So he had an immediate revenue stream.
And there's more. Back then, aged whiskey wasn't as common as it is now. People used to drink it young or even right out of the still. But that all changed in the middle of the 19th century when a great wine blight struck Europe. Morgan says a tiny aphid called phylloxera destroyed vines across the continent. Bad news for vineyard owners, but great news for distillers like Johnnie Walker.
So cognac was out and brandy was out and wine was out. So the aristocracy and the higher classes had to find an alternative.
And that alternative was whiskey. But in order to get their beverage to market, distillers had to put it in barrels. And
that the longer the journey took, the better the spirit tasted.
Storing whiskey in wooden barrels can enhance its flavor, kind of like salt. So whiskey, especially aged whiskey, became very common. And while Johnnie Walker didn't have to worry about delayed profits, today's distillers do. Aged whiskey can get a high price. And in the meantime, distillers have to find another way to bring in cash.
When people call me, the first thing I say out the door is, if you get your distillery open in 2 years, I'll fly out and take you out to dinner.
Bill Owens is founder of the American Distilling Institute. It's an industry organization for distillers. And he does not make turning a quick profit on whiskey sound easy. He says opening a distillery can cost up to $1 million.
And all of a sudden you're out $6,000 a month negative cash flow for 2 years. You better be prepared for what I call the punishment, because you're going to spend a lot of money to get those doors open.
What's the punishment?
Losing money.
Owen says just ordering a still, what you use to make whiskey, can take a year. Then there's finding a space, getting permits from the city, and, of course, waiting for your whiskey to age.
Because if it takes a couple of years to get up and running, how do you, you know, how do you get the
cash?
It's
easy. Okay. It's easy. You keep your day job.
Or you make gin or vodka, spirits that don't need to age. But that's not what Colin Spoolman did. He grew up in Kentucky. Later, as an adult, he started experimenting, making what you might call a young whiskey. He made it in his apartment in New York. There was just one problem.
You know, it's illegal to sell it. Obviously, it's even illegal to make it. So
you were not making moonshine in your apartment?
Well, it was moonshine. So,
but rest assured, Spoolman got some private backing and made his business official. In 2011, he co-founded the Kings County Distillery in New York, which is where we are now.
This is the tasting room. So this is where we, in our booze-ium. So this is where we have...
Wait, did you say booze-ium?
Booze-ium, yeah.
Past the booze-ium is a giant room full of wooden barrels stacked on shelves. Spoolman says the distillery has almost 2,000. Some whiskey will age here for years. But he says the business has to strike a balance between romantic whiskey dreams for the future and sales today.
We as a business are a little bit torn between the practicality of this, which allows us to be in business, and the fun of this, which is this kind of hope for the future.
And as for Stephen Burton, our listener who worried about how distilleries find the cash to get started in the first place.
You know, it just seems hard. If I've started a business and I wasn't going to make a profit for 20 years.
Wait, did you say you had started a business or you said like
theoretically? Well, actually, I am starting a business. I'm leaving my job in about 2 weeks. If he hears this, my boss will be finding out for the first time. But
oh, no.
I'm giving my 2 weeks next week.
It sounds like it's time for a drink. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.